Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Hadith number 178. This hadith was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not fast until you see the new moon, and do not break the fast until you see it. If it is cloudy, then you must calculate it." The hadith falls in line with what we've mentioned before. Muslims know the beginning and the end of the month by observing the new moon. So you do not begin Ramadan until you sight and observe the new moon at the end of Sha'ban. And likewise, you continue to fast until you sight the moon at the end of Ramadan, or until you finish Ramadan to be 30 days. And the Prophet gave us, alayhi salatu wasalam, an easy solution out. If there is cloud and we're unable to detect the new moon on the 29th of the month, then you have to calculate it, in the sense that calculating it would be that tomorrow is the 30th, and there is a hadith clearly stating that فَأَتِمُّ الشَّهْرِ, complete the month, meaning that it would be 30. So you have only two options. After the 29th day of the month, you either sight the moon, or if you are unable to sight it, or you don't see it due to the presence of clouds, you have to complete the month to be 30th. There's no other third alternative. Okay, then what is the ruling on what Muslim countries, or some of the Muslim countries, do? They depend on astronomers to calculate to them the birth of the new moon. Astronomers say that tomorrow definitely is the beginning of Ramadan. Can we go ahead with what they had said, even if we did not sight the moon? And the answer is no. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he clearly stated that we are a nation, a ummah, that we do not calculate. We are an ummah that does not read. And the month is either this or this, meaning it's either 29 or 30 days. You cannot have the month being 28, and you cannot have the month being 31. It has to be either 29 or 30. So how do we know? By observing the moon. If we did not see the moon on the 29th, then definitely tomorrow is the 30th. And that is it. And you find that even if you were wrong, it will be rectified the following month by sighting the moon ahead of time, or it would be 29 or 30 days. And this goes on throughout the whole year. Fast Ramadan, if one of them sighted the moon or not, it's an issue of dispute. What is practiced nowadays clearly states that every country has its own sighting. And this was the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In the authentic hadith, when Quraib, and he was one of the companions of Ibn Abbas, came from Syria, where the Khalifa was, Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He came at the end of Ramadan. So Ibn Abbas asked him, "When did you see the crescent?" And they said, "On Saturday." So Ibn Abbas said, "Well, we did not see it on Saturday, we saw it on Sunday." So he told him, "Are you gonna do and apply the sighting of Muawiyah?" He said, "No, we're going to apply our own sighting." And this is the sunnah, which indicates that each region has its own sighting. But scholars differed in regard to what do we call a region. So if I see the crescent in Mumbai, the people of Delhi would fast, or they say, "No, we depend on our sighting." It's an issue of dispute. Most likely, a region is one that is governed by a ruler. And the ruler is the one who dictates whether to take the sighting of the adjacent region or not. Some scholars say that a region is what is approximately to be in the diameter of 2,000 kilometers. And these approximately 2,000 kilometers would have the same sighting. What is being practiced today, that each country, each government has its own sighting. Usually, when we sight the moon in Saudi Arabia, we have all the Gulf countries following us. So they believe and they depend and they follow the sighting of the same Arabian Peninsula, which is quite huge. Likewise, other countries, each country has its own ruling. But the $100,000 question, or $1 million question, or a little bit less or more. What is the ruling if the country I'm in, the governor or the ruler does not believe in the sighting and he believes only in the calculations of astronomers? So he says that tomorrow, Saturday, is the first day of Ramadan, whether people sight the moon or not. What is the ruling on that? Scholars say that you have to follow that ruler. If he's a Muslim ruler, you have to follow him, because the announcement of the month is only known through him. So if he's following the Sunnah and he sights the moon, alhamdulillah. If he doesn't, as Muslims, you're obliged to follow what he says, and any sin or burden would be on his back. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, fasting is when you all fast. And breaking the fast is when you all break the fast, as we will come to study, inshallah. Do we have any questions?
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salam.
My question is regarding last time when we met, we talked about the expiation of maybe on the Hajj, that when we sacrifice. So that, can we eat the meat of that sacrifice?
The answer is no. Whenever you pay an expiation, you cannot eat from the meat of the slaughtering. But if you are offering aqiqah, for example, you may eat. If you're offering walima, you may eat. But when you are offering hadi, you should eat. When you offer udhiyah, you should eat, because all of this is part of the sunnah. The expiations and the oath, the nadr, you do not eat from them at all, with the exception of nadr, if you intended it. So for example, if someone makes an oath, and this oath is not recommended, it is makruh. The Prophet told us not to do it. But once you pledge yourself to do it, you must do it. So if someone says, oh Allah, if my child passes tomorrow's exam, I will slaughter a sheep. He made it general. Now what is your intention? He says, my intention is to give it to sadaqah. You must not eat anything of it. If I ask him again, what is your intention? He says, my intention is to slaughter it and to call my relatives so that we will eat from it. Then you can eat from it. It depends on your intention. So I hope this answers your question. Any more questions? Yes, brother.
Sheikh, supposing if someone makes an oath to Allah that he wouldn't do this and he breaks the oath, you feed 10 people, then does he have to continue with that oath, or that means that oath is finished?
And now if it is continuous, he has to fulfill his pledge. The Prophet said, مَنْ نَذَرَ أَن يُطِيعَ اللَّهَ فَلْيُطِعْهُ. Whoever pledges that he should obey Allah in doing something that is form of worship, he must fulfill that. So if someone says, if this thing happens, I will fast every Monday, he must fast every Monday. And if he misses one Monday intentionally, he's lazy, he should continue. This does not affect the coming Mondays. So if this is your question, then I hope this answers it, though we know that it is not recommended to have such a pledge. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Question is regarding last topic when we met last time. What is the ruling about zakah on the money people have in their accounts of government provident funds or private provident funds?
Can you explain?
Government provident fund. If someone is an employer somewhere in government service, government deducts some money and keep it for provident fund, and once he
for
retires.
Retirement?
Yes.
Okay, I will answer this question, inshallah. The money that the government deducts from your salary, this is not something that you can use or utilize. You cannot go to the government and tell them, give me my money. They will not give it to you. It is the scheme that after you complete 25 years, they will give you this retirement money on installments once every month. And in this case, it is completely different than your own savings. So this money is not your saving. Likewise, the end of service indemnity. If you finish 10 years or 20 years, if you resign, usually they calculate something and give you the money. And this money is also not zakatable unless 1 year passes, because during your service, you were unable to cash this money. It was not in your possession. You're not the lawful owner of it. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.